According to a Bloomberg report, Rusal, the formerly blacklisted Russian company with a stake in the billion-dollar-plus project, is suspending its investments while it awaits word that its U.S. partners have raised the necessary funds. So far, the company has sunk at least $65 million into the proposed mill to be built by Unity Aluminum, formerly known as Brady Industries. The news is only the latest twist for the troubled project, which has been plagued by fundraising questions and the ouster of the CEO formerly overseeing the venture. Rusal's involvement has been controversial from the start after it was revealed the company had been subject to sanctions. Kentucky pledged $15 million in taxpayer dollars toward the project under former Governor Matt Bevin, but current Governor Andy Beshear has repeatedly vowed to get the money back if the mill project doesn't materialize. Backers have touted the plant, which was slated for completion last year, as one that could create up to 550 jobs. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.